Welcome, REI Society. I am believing that you are well today. I am so excited that you're here and you're listening to this podcast. I just wanted to ask you to stop right here, right now, and to go ahead and give us a 5-star review. Look, we're working hard to get our way up into the real estate charts, and a 5-star review would mean so much to me. In fact, if you give me a 5-star review and you send me a story of the picture of you doing this on my Insta stories on Instagram at Brandon G. Thompson, I will send you $5. Just do it. Give me a 5-star review, flash that in front of me on my Instagram, in my Insta stories, tag me in it, and I will send you $5. I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for doing that. Now let's get back into sourcing properties. Again, this month is all about sourcing properties. Look, you know, some additional ways that you can source properties. And I'm just going to get right into it. No sense in having an introduction here. Let's just get right into it. A lot of you need to be talking, like talking more than you're ever talking. And that's called networking. Talk about what you want to everyone, your word of mouth. You need to be a word of mouth referral machine. You know, you be a walking billboard for yourself that says, I buy houses. That's going to bring you a lot of deals. And I didn't have this when I started in real estate prior to the recession, but you guys all have social media. Smother and cover your social media with I buy houses. I'm a cash buyer. Send me anybody and everybody that's looking to sell a house with cash. That's going to get you a lot of deals. Look, wholesalers, make wholesaler friendships. Be friends with your wholesalers, REI clubs, real estate investing clubs. Look for those clubs in your area, whether it's Atlanta or Chicago or California, wherever. Look for those real estate investment clubs in your areas. And a lot of them are right now because we're in the coronavirus economy. A lot of them are doing this digital base as we speak through Zoom or whatever. But I'll be quite frank with you. Those are going to be some good places for you to meet up with wholesalers and lenders and to really kind of add some professionals to your back pocket who can help you find deals and fund deals. I would highly recommend you go into a real estate investing club. You know, courthouse steps, a lot of people say courthouse steps are great ways to find deals. In my experience over the last several years, anybody and their brother wants to be in real estate. A lot of them are going to the courthouse because they heard that same thing. You're not necessarily going to get a good deal there unless you have a lot of cash and you can outbid most people. So although you can find good deals at courthouses, I would recommend abstaining from a courthouse, especially if you're just starting out. What I would recommend is the eviction records. You can find this in PropStream. You can go to your local county courthouse and basically you're going to get this list and call or mail landlords who are in the middle of a frustrating eviction. Look, I'm buying one right now. I had one of my guys bring me a deal here in my hometown and it's a great deal. People got evicted today and I'm going to fix it up and flip it. Eviction records are public record. All you got to do is find the name of the tenant, address the property, the name of the owner, contact the owner. Another way to do this is Craigslist. Post an ad saying that you want to buy a home. A lot of people will come in or a lot of people will send you an email or a message wasting your time, but some people may actually reach out to you. There again, you can do Craigslist for rent ads. Scan the Craigslist for rental ads and call these landlords up on Craigslist and see if they want to sell. Free way to learn this. I mean, a free way to find properties. Another thing you can do is use the app called, it's an applet called If This Then That. Use keywords like FSBO and Fixer Upper, Needs Work, Handyman Spread, Repairs, Cash Only, Renovation, Reno, Motivated, Tear Down, As Is. Set up a Craigslist automation utilizing those keywords and If This Then That. And that's going to help you find some deals. Look, Facebook Marketplace, Facebook Groups. There's always deals on there. This is the new Craigslist. This is one of the ones I'm just the most excited about. So look, I hope these extra particular little ways that are almost free or are free can help you get excited about finding deals. This is just a quick solo episode. Nothing fancy here, just dripping more content in front of you and showing you how easy it is to find property. Thank you guys so much. Again, go ahead and give me a 5-star review. Send me a picture of that on my Instagram page at Brandon G. Thompson. Notify me about it and share that on my stories with a tag of me and you, and I will send you $5. Talk to you soon. See ya.